Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The most recent Bush Connect, or BushCon for short, is in the books. BushCon is a networking event. It's designed to build stronger connections among leaders in South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota, and the 23 Native nations that share the same geography. Iwana Hoshta is Assistant Director of International Admissions at Northern State University. Lara Nelson is Director of the American Indian Circle Program at Northern State. They both attended the conference, and they join us today to provide their takeaways. And they're joining us from the Tom and Danielle Amon Studio at Northern State University in Aberdeen. Iwana and Lara, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Lori, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Lara, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about the American Indian Circle program first, before we talk about Bush Connect 2018.
Okay. So the American Indian Circle program is a fairly new support and service program that serves all of our Native American students here. Right now, currently, I have a grad assistant and myself, and then three peer mentors, and we do a pre-orientation bridge, so we bring in the new fall cohort in 5 days before each academic year. They are tied to peer mentors who stay with them for that first year through their transition from home to college, and then again in a supporting role the second year. We provide extra supports and services, academic advising. We work a lot with our Native American tribal communities, recruitment, retention strategies to help our students succeed here and find their dreams and get their degree and go back into the world doing whatever it is that they feel passionate about. So,
where have you seen the need? You're doing that for a reason, and it's to meet a specific need. What is it?
I think the whole world, the word circle, Shengleshka Washte, it's the good circle, right? It's about building community and having a place of diversity and inclusion, yet still being part and encouraged to be part of the wider campus community and Aberdeen community. Mm-hmm. And I really think, coming from our tribal communities, you have the kinship model there, that you have multiple aunties and uncles and grandparents and mothers and fathers and siblings that help to take care of our youth, and creating the Teochpe, the family away from their family here at Northern, was the greatest need to help them feel connected here, but still maintain their roots and to their culture and to their own families, and kind of maneuver through coming from where they're coming from into a college environment. So creating that sense of extended family is the main goal.
Iwana Hoshta, tell me a little bit about your work with international admissions and some of the crossover there, because I'm sure some of the challenges are the same, trying to find a community in a place that is, doesn't necessarily feel automatically like home.
Yes, so my work consists in recruiting international students, but the goal of the International Programs Office here at Northern is to increase awareness that we are all part of this wider world. Our students come here to campus, and we would like to to promote a more robust understanding of diversity. The fact that diversity is not a buzzword, it's not about numbers of students of color coming from how many countries they come, but just helping fostering an environment where everyone can benefit from diversity.
How do you, Lara, how do you get beyond that buzzword, because it could be reduced to a buzzword pretty easily?
I think when it comes to the word diversity, and we've had multiple conversations in our different committees and groups and stuff here, it's really about building that sense of that connection with people. And For me, it's really about enhancing a more multicultural lens, I suppose. And even like with my students who are coming, let's just say some of them might be coming from a reservation and it is a culture shock here, but being able to help them navigate through a more multicultural lens is important because they're in a different environment where they need to be able to maneuver in ways that they know how to do and also really unfamiliar ways. So I think diversity is about a sense of connecting with people, being mindful and present in the moment when you're engaging people, being open-minded about our own biases, and not being afraid to talk about race and equality and equity and socioeconomic challenges that are out there. A lot of times those are uncomfortable conversations, and that's one takeaway that I made as my own personal goal from BushCon was to have courage, to let my voice be heard, and to advocate, but to try to be a facilitator to keep these conversations going in the classroom, in our circle room, in our NASA meetings, in the larger sense of the community, you know, through the Aberdeen Diversity Coalition as well. So,
right. Let's talk about BushCon and how some of the takeaways from that. Iwana, do you want to start a little bit about what that time was like for you?
So one of the new notions for me from BushConnect is that thinking about race and the way that white people not talk about race. I mean, I think that it's pretty clear that we do not talk about being white. We actually talk about somebody else's race, such as, oh, my black friend, oh, my Native American friend, and just trying to understand why is it, you know? So I'm down a rabbit hole of, like, reading right now. I've finished this morning the book called White Fragility. I absolutely liked how challenging it was and how it also answered a lot of the questions that I had about the different whys, about, you know, how being white in a system that favors us, how does that affect my life, and how do my choices and my behaviors affect people who are not, who don't share this privilege.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if white people talk about race, then that means we have to talk about racism. And that gets back into those difficult conversations, Laura. So
yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to note too. Michelle Norris was our keynote speaker, and I had never heard of the Race Card Project before. And after listening to her speak, and just the how powerful this project has become, and still is evolving. I just had to really start to think about my story in six words. Anybody out there, if you haven't seen this, go onto her website. It's amazing. In six words, what is your story? And my old story would have been, and this comes from an assimilated because of my mother or my grandmother and our own cultural changes, but it's from a side of assimilation. So it's easier not to be native was always my story, my six words, and how I viewed the world, how I responded. And now, after coming out of BushCon, I have a new six words, and it's I'm proud to walk in both worlds. So I thought that was amazing. She was definitely very much inspired me.
Well, that's a pretty huge transition. How much time did you spend really reflecting on, you know, what changing those six words really meant? Because that's huge.
Yeah. I've just been telling my old story.
Yeah.
And kind of getting in, connected to that old story, but having come back to Northern, having been a student here, graduated in 2005, and then coming back into working with specific Native American populations and going into the tribal communities and working with the families and the schools and seeing just how good it is to be more bicultural and to look at the world through multiple lenses, I think can only help people be more successful and open-minded. And I think I haven't had a lot of time to reflect, but I always knew that this was part of my story. I just didn't know I could put it in six words, you know?
Yeah. So when we talk about race, we talk about racism, we talk about connections, we talk about diversity. And Ioana, you mentioned sort of, you know, the amount of reading that you could do to sort of think more deeply about, you know, about so many different things. One of the things that comes to my mind is, boy, this takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes time to listen to each other, which is what we do on In the Moment. But how do you sort of communicate, Ioana, with, you know, a community of Aberdeen, students at Northern, professors, when everyone is so time crunched and everyone has so many things they have to get done, the value of slowing down and thinking and reading deeply and talking to each other about some of these difficult topics? How do you express the importance of that and get through in a world that is increasingly just sort of zipping by?
I think that everyone who knows me knows to expect a difficult kind of topic or question or something that will start a conversation. We're definitely beyond small talk most of the time. But just taking every opportunity to, you know, bring something out. Hey, I read this thing. I watched this show. Yes, sir, what did you think about that? What, you know, what are your thoughts? And then it's kind of developing. I don't think I make a conscious effort.
Yeah.
I think that's what I sort of bring to the table, just being amazed. Oh, what about this?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I love that. Everyone who knows me knows that this is what I'm going to bring to the table.
She brings it to the table.
Yeah, it's not going to be small talk. All right, what else from a BushCon that you really, you know, are taking home from this experience? What's the next big conversation to have here?
I think what I understand is like this notion of being comfortable. We would love for the world to change for the better, but you better not mess up with my comfort, better not mess up my level of comfort, right? But we know that these conversations are difficult. They're going to challenge your identity, who you are, how you view yourself. It's going to challenge your place in the world. And it's not at the, you know, conscious level. It's not something that you can solve intellectually. I think that a lot of our emotions come through, and it's like a bodily experience, a body reaction to being challenged. Mm. And it takes time to understand, you know, how to understand those issues a little bit better. And reading helps. Having conversations with friends helps. And this sort of events like BushCon, definitely.
I think that's so true, that sometimes there's a physical reaction to being challenged with something that you have to learn how to handle, almost the anxiety, if that's not too strong a word, of having some of those difficult conversations. Lara, how did you get to that point where you can sit and sort of be in the presence of something when there's no easy answer, and people might have strong reactions, to sort of stay put and figure out what is the next thing that needs to be heard or the next thing that needs to be said?
I think what I would just kind of mention would be, we were talking about being mindful and present in such a fast world and really skipping around in our dialogue with one another to keep, I don't know, to keep things kind of under wraps, so to speak. But I think that when it comes to my role here at Northern, and not even just with the students, but just the things that I'm passionate about, courage and finding my narrative and letting my voice be heard, but doing it in a way that's respectful of others and really taking what others are saying into account. I want to be able to always now stop and look at somebody and not be thinking about what they're wearing, what next meeting I have to go to, how they're speaking, if they're speaking too fast, speaking too slow. I want to just be looking at the person and thinking about how amazing, how awesome, and how brilliant they are, because that keeps me present and in the moment as to who they are, not just about maybe the topic of conversation we're having.